Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, mediumship and spirituality with a Boston attitude. Information presented here is inspired by spirit and brought to you by Spirit Messenger Nicole Quinn. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope you'll enjoy the show. Well, hello everybody. This is Nicole, and I'm live from the Boston area today. I've made my transition up here, and it's a lot cooler than it was back where I was down in San Antonio. But there's a lot of change in the wind, and I know I'm not the only one who's going through it. So whoever's out there, know that you're in good company. That all of us are kind of making this journey right now. It's not easy, but we're all in this together. So just remember that. And if you need to reach out, if you feel like you need help, definitely know that you can shoot me an email and I can help you with like a guidance session. I do that over the phone, so I don't have to be anywhere near where you are to be able to help you with that. Or remember too, you know, when you come to the show live, there's a chat room available and there are other people in there that have their own shows and who also do spiritual work. So they'll be able to maybe help you as well. But nobody knows that you need help if you don't say anything about it. So like myself included, I've had to reach out to a couple of people in my immediate spirit family. And someone came to my rescue yesterday, actually. Had a friend that's out in California who's a very, very talented shaman and hypnotherapist and life coach, does all that stuff. Her name's Carol Woodliff. So if anyone's interested in checking her out, I highly recommend her. It's carolwoodliff.com. Her last name is Woodliff, as in Frank. So hello to everyone in the chat room. My friend Stan is in there right now. Thanks for showing up, Stan. And today there's a lot of things going on. It's October 3rd. Today's Louise Hay's 85th birthday. She's a pioneer of Hay House Publishing, the founder of it. There's a lot of great authors on that. And she's proof that, you know, a lot of times women still feel like we're not able to do the same things men are doing, but she can do it. Any of us can do it. And she had no education. I mean, you should read her story sometime if you get a chance. So I just want to recognize Louise Hay because she's a powerful force in this whole movement towards enlightenment. Interesting fact, I realized that when I got here, my plane landed on September 23rd, which is really strange because it's the autumnal equinox. It's the first day of fall. And it's described as the moment when day is equal to night and there's balance between them. And I find that really interesting because this is a new phase of my life. It's sort of prophetic that I would come on that day. And I'm trying to seek a new balance in my life. That's the whole point of kind of what this whole transition is for me. So I just wanted to, you know, sometimes everything around you is working in your favor and you don't think it is, but it is. Like, I had no idea that that was that date. My mind was anywhere but on what the date was. It was, you know, where's all my stuff? I hope my bags don't get lost. You know, who's going to pick me up at the airport? I wasn't thinking, but on a higher level, the universe was working with me to make sure that what I had within my, what I was holding, I guess, in my space for what I was intending for my new phase of my life to bring me was all around me. It was happening that day. So just a little something to make you think. Be aware of what's going on around you because there's a lot of movement that you might not notice if you're not quite paying attention. So today's topic is a really interesting topic. The hardest part about working with your intuition basically is listening to it, trusting it, you know, letting it do what it's supposed to do. So I've written up some notes on this because this is it's really complex and I feel like I talk in circles if I don't organize my thoughts. So hopefully it won't sound like I'm too rehearsed, but you know, this is a physical world and I talk about that quite a bit. And but it's not only physical. There's more to it than what we just see. And the part of us that can see the unseeable is what's reaching out to us through our intuition. That's why it's so important. That's one of the reasons why it's so important. So there's wisdom there that you can't obtain in an entire lifetime on Earth. It's like a collective consciousness that is accessible to you, and it has a higher perspective than limited one than we than the limited one we have when we're in our isolated little lives here. And over the next year, people are going to start realizing there are invisible cords and bridges that connect us to everything, including the unseen. Your job is to actively start seeking out these bridges. They could be anything. They're not physical. They could be teachers. They could be concepts you come across, skills that you acquire. And then suddenly through doing these things, you realize something or understand something that you didn't before. So if you're in a place where you're learning new things or you're being presented with new situations, yes, it's scary, and yes, it can come off as threatening, but know that this stuff is in your best interest so that you can evolve. Not everything that we are going to go through is going to be comfortable. And it's in those moments of being uncomfortable that we actually go through our transformations. If anyone hasn't read my blog this week, try to check that out. It's www.confessionsofaspiritmessenger.com. And excuse me, my throat's a little froggy. I talk a little bit about that sort of thing. And there's a new one up now called, I think it's something about living a spiritual life in a changing world. The one before that, I talk a little bit more about this whole process of being in a cocoon. You know, before butterflies were butterflies, they were little worms. And I kind of feel like we're all a bunch of little worms here, wondering how do you become a butterfly? But as soon as you see a worm go into a cocoon, we think, oh no, none of us want to go there. We don't realize that that's necessary. Sometimes these little things are necessary. It's necessary to be in the darkness. It's necessary to have these physical changes in your body that you don't understand. Why is this happening to me? You know, can you imagine what it must be like for one of these little caterpillars to be inside a cocoon and not have any control or understanding of what's happening to it, and yet it emerges as a butterfly. We all want to see that end result, but we don't realize we have to cross over these bridges. We have to go through these times when things are not quite comfortable for us. So it's really important that we all begin to actively use our intuition, because it isn't a separate part of you. This is something that I definitely need to make clear. It's another part of us, just like, you know, you wouldn't identify your foot as yourself, but it's a part of you. You know, it's no different with your intuition. So I wanted to kind of explain this to everyone in this way, because when you hear things like, well, if you just change your thinking, everything will be fine. Well, you know, because the logic is what kind of counteracts why we don't, you know, it counteracts the intuitive part of us. It's like, well, that didn't make sense to me, so therefore I'm going to toss it. Intuition almost never makes sense. I can tell you that right now. Looking back on it, when you think about it, you go in the situation into your mind, you review it, then it does. But at the moment, it's like, sometimes it's the last thing you would do in the situation, and you have to just kind of learn how to trust it. But the whole thing about changing how you think, if anyone said that to me, just change how you think, it'll be fine. I mean, then you think, well, okay, so like if someone cuts me off in traffic, I'm supposed to just think it's awesome, even though like every fiber of my being wants to scream. You know, it sounds like a lie. And when you present it to someone like that, they're just going to throw it away. They're going to think, that's not worthy of anything. That doesn't make any sense. It's of no value to me. Thanks, but take it somewhere else. And I want people to realize that that's not what this movement is all about. It's not about pissing people off. There are a lot of people who want to help, but they don't have that sort of silver tongue to be able to help you understand why it's important to do certain things. And you kind of do. You need to understand, because your mind has to be involved in this process. You can't just shut your mind off, do this whole spiritual thing, and think everything will be fine. That puts a wall between those two parts of yourselves. There needs to be a bridge, not a wall. So if it doesn't make logical sense and you want to throw it away, you're going to miss on something. You're going to miss out on something. So I want to try to explain it kind of in a way that's a little bit more digestible. That's the word I like to use, because I'm in come from a place where I thought any of this stuff was, you know, worth anything for a long time myself. I thought, you know, these people don't know anything about my life. Well, that's because we're a little bit, the limitations of our perception have put us in a place where we are isolated even from other people who are trying to help us. So let me just throw this out there. So according to the laws of thermodynamics, energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It can only change form. I've talked a little bit about this before, but I want to go over it again, because the guides feel like it's necessary. So let me just pull this up. Okay. So So that means basically everything that you see and don't see that exists always has existed. It may not have existed in its current state, but it existed in another one, you know, if it wasn't in the current state. So, like, let's say, for example, if you're sitting in a wooden chair, well, that wooden chair was once a tree. The nails that were in it were once, like, metal that was mined in the ground or created in a lab, but, you know, that's a whole other story. Before that, the tree was a seed. Before it was a seed, it was, like, raw organic material that became a seed from a tree, you know, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, we tend to think that what we see is what it is and always has been that. No. Energy can't be created or destroyed. The big part about this sentence that people overlook is the changing form. I mean, the continual transformation of life. Even something simple to just look at, like a compost heap, all of your, you know, like kitchen scraps or something, like lemon rinds, and that stuff decomposes in the ground, and little organisms come and eat it up, and it becomes dirt and soil that can nourish new life. I mean, everything that was created, there were no mistakes made. You know, we're the ones that make mistakes. God, Mother Nature, there's no mistakes made there. So we need to get our heads around this concept that, you know, we live in a fast food kind of society. You know, you want it, you get it, and that's it. It's out of your head. The continuity of life and the way that things really work is something that people are going to need to start really becoming aware of in this kind of state of flux that we're in. And the important part of this also, well, like, I want to go further with that example. Like, maybe 50 years from now, someone will take that chair and chop it up for firewood, and then the heat will be released from it. And then, I mean, so even after, the cycles don't end. So we know that we don't die. I mean, I know that we don't die. Not everyone knows that, but it's true. We do go somewhere else. We do become something else. So how can we take this information and make it practical? How can we use it? You know, what can we actually do with it? Because I hate to have a book that is full of great stuff and then you just put it back on the shelf and go about your business the same way you did before. Okay, well, if everything is energy, that means thoughts are energy. That means your feelings and emotions are energy. And like I tell my clients that come to me for healing sessions, everything that's going on in your physical body started off in your energy field. And that means your thoughts and emotions. So, like, let's say you have a sprained ankle or a hurt shoulder, those things were in existence in another form, or either a thought or an emotion. A lot of people get sick because they don't process their emotions. Or let's say, I think I wrote a couple of examples on here. It's like the law of attraction is a component of this. So if you've been thinking over and over again, you know, I'm really ugly, or I'm not thin enough, or I'm unlovable or incompetent, you're going to end up with some kind of physical problem, because your thoughts are the vehicle that bring about the manifestation on a physical level. So just like energy can't be created or destroyed, it can only be transformed. These thoughts are energy, and they are transforming into physical things. It's not quite the hocus pocus, like, you know, Samantha Stevens wiggling her nose and making something appear right away. You know, that's sort of like something we've created here to illustrate a point, but they really do bring into awareness and existence things that are other energetic things, and they manifest physically. So it's really important for you to be in touch and in tune with your higher self, because all of these things are connected. You know, we tend to think we're here on earth and then we go to heaven, but heaven and earth are so close together that if you realize how close the dimensions were, you wouldn't be able to separate them. There's this whole idea that, you know, we're isolated here, and it's part of the exercise of being here. It is a necessary thing. It doesn't have to be completely overcome, but you're supposed to kind of, while you're here and you're in this evolutionary process, we are supposed to kind of become aware of these other things as well. I believe that's where the human race is going. We have to evolve past this narrow-mindedness that we have here, and we need to realize that just because you can't see something doesn't mean it's not real. Now, your intuition, you can't see intuition. You can't reference intuition. Can you imagine on like a resume, you know, if it asked in the reference section, how did you hear about us? Well, my intuition told me to stop into this office today. I mean, how insane would that look? And yet, it's a driving force, and it is something that is on our side. It's another part of ourselves that's aware of something that our logical mind is not. But see, once you start to work with it and your logical mind becomes aware of the vehicle itself, of the intuition itself, then you can start to integrate it into your life, and it can be a part of you instead of the separate thing that you kind of check on every once in a while. You know, you check in with yourself. Oh, is this a good car for me to buy or a bad car? And people will kind of wait for that gut feeling, yes or no. It's so much more valuable than that. And I don't really tell people this. I'm going to tell all you guys now. You know, all day long I'm having conversations with myself, with my higher self, with my guide people, with my loved ones in spirit. I'm never alone. And it's because I've worked really hard to cultivate that connection and make it part of my life here. I don't want it to be something I visit once a week on a Sunday. That's not what spirituality is to me. Spirituality is integrated with what I do every day. So, you know, I'm constantly having conversations, or, you know, I'll give you a good example. Actually, yesterday, here I am, I'm up in the Boston area, and, you know, I should have known better. You know, people like me are just as bad with sometimes not listening. We're all human, you know, it's just one of those things you just continually work on. I joined a meetup group, and I decided, oh, I'm going to go to this meetup group, and it happened to be in Salem. Well, anyone that's in this area knows that Salem is like a complete, like, chaotic state of just people and fairs and everything at this time of year. Like, you can't even get a parking space. If you want a parking space, it's like $20, and you have to pay them as you're going in, in cash. So it's like, if you're not prepared and you don't know, you get panicked or you leave. Well, that usually doesn't start until the second week of October. So I thought, it'll be fine. And I heard my guide say, you shouldn't go there today. It's not a good idea for you to go today. And I was like, oh, but I already told him I was coming, and I'm in the car now. I can't get on the computer and say I'm not coming, change my response. And so I went because I figured, you know what, if I don't have anything else to do anyway, so I'm just going to do it. Well, I got there, and lo and behold, the street festivals had already started. It was only like 11:30 in the morning, and the streets were already full of people. One of the streets that usually has the festivals on it was like halfway blocked off, and I could see everyone kind of gathered around, and I was like, oh no. And I knew that, and there were metered spaces, but God knows, you know, just like in downtown Boston, if you don't get there at like 7 o'clock in the morning, you're not getting the metered space. It fills up really fast. So I should have just listened. I could have saved myself the trouble and gone and done something else productive, you know, instead of wasting my gas and my time. And this, on the same kind of a level with the intuition stuff, I learned something. I learned that I didn't trust it, and I should have. And enough times when this happens to you, you'll start to go over to the dark side, if you want to put it that way. You'll start to realize, hey, you know, what am I going to lose if I don't go? And of course, I told Carol this story, my friend, and she said, well, you know, probably wasn't the right thing for you to do. And I didn't tell her about the intuitive part. I just told her that I'd gone there and it was like a madhouse, so I couldn't get in. And she's like, well, you know what, maybe that wasn't the right meetup for you. And I thought, yeah, well, I knew that already, but I wasn't going to tell you, but now I might as well. Well, they told me not to go. And it was just kind of funny. So, I mean, we all have trouble listening to our intuition, but if you can kind of get behind the dynamics, you know, and realize it's just another part of you, and it's not this mystical, you know, thing. And there are going to be people that can do things better than you in your life. There are going to be people that are more intuitive than you. There are people that can play piano, and they can not even have to learn how to read music. They can just play. You know, there are people that play sports that they just pick up the ball and they can dunk. You know, they have a natural talent. So there are going to be people out there who are going to appear to be much more advanced than you. But that does not mean that you can't do it for yourself. And I don't want people to look at you know, all these different people that are in this realm as superior, because they're not. These people have a different path, and they're meant to go out and share what they do with other people. They're meant to do it for other people, not necessarily to be a crutch for people, but to help them see that it's possible. And different people are going to be on a different part of the same path as well. You know, you might run across someone that's a little bit less intuitive than you, but they're definitely intuitive, and you can recognize that. So in terms of, you know, how do I do this, and maybe am I meant to do this or not to do it, every single person that's on this planet is a spirit. There is not anyone here that, I mean, at least in my awareness, that is just like a body, just an animated body, just walking around with no soul. I don't see that happening. So basically, if you have a spirit, you have a connection to the divine, because that's what we all are. We're all sparks of the divine. And we wouldn't come down here without a connection to home. You know, would you ever leave home and completely cut all your ties and just allow yourself to be that helpless? Of course not. You made plans before you came here. You know, before we were here, energy can't be created or destroyed. It only changes form. We came from the spirit realm into the physical realm, and we'll return to the spirit realm. We don't just get, you know, we're not just born and then we become spirits when we die. We're spirits the whole time. That's what the whole intuition business is all about. That part of you wants you to be aware that it's there, and it wants you to listen, because it has knowledge that your logical mind and experience that you've had doesn't have for you. It doesn't hold it for you. So if you have these little intuitive hunches, you need to follow them. And one of the ones that's coming up a lot, like one of the topics that's coming up a lot for people, what am I going to do? I'm out of work. And you know what, guys? I'm out of work too. I just moved up here. I don't have a job. My massage license is invalid at the moment. I've got a lot of stuff to take care of. This is a huge transition for me. And it's like, it can look overwhelming and it can look a little crazy. But a lot of people are in this weird transitional period where they're either out of work because they lost a job or for whatever reason. And whatever they're trying to do that has worked in the past does not work. And I'm not talking spiritual people. I'm not talking, you know, people that are trying to be healers or do psychic work or anything like that. I'm talking regular people, like people who want to just go and make some money so they can survive. Why doesn't this work? Why am I not getting calls back? Well, part of that has to do with this energetic shift. And somewhere inside of you in your intuition, you know what you want to do and you know what you love and your passion is. And you're being driven to go that direction instead of this logical, this is how things are done direction. That's why a lot of us are having this kind of movement right now. It's part of the energy of the earth that's shifting. And it's also, you know, something that people don't even believe in this stuff or starting to feel. And it's awesome because change is happening. It's like a revolution. Just like the world has always undergone these changes. So you're in this cocoon. You're in this period where you have to do something different, because what you're going to try to do that worked before isn't going to work. And maybe that's not that helpful to tell you, but it's at least a starting point. You have to try to do something different. If you're trying to get into like an industry that you were in before, and for whatever reason you just keep getting the hand, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, you're not able to make any progress. You need to look in another place. And I've said it before, the value, people's values are shifting. And you can see it. You can literally see it. I want to throw this out there real quick. I only have like 5 minutes left in the show, but I just want to put this out there because not that I'm recommending it, but it is an avenue to go down if you feel guided to go down this avenue. I do reconnective healing, and there's another part of this work called the reconnection. It's actually an axiatonal alignment. And you can find out more about it on thereconnection.com. An axiatonal alignment is so hard to explain, but basically it reconnects you to everything. It's like all of these little lines that we have that are like a grid that cross over everything. For whatever reason, we become disconnected to over time. This reconnects you. It kind of unifies you. It grounds you, and it makes things a little bit more clear. So if that's something you feel guided towards, I would just ask you to go look at that website, thereconnection.com. See if it feels like it's right for you. It is not right for everyone. I mean, I don't recommend it for that reason. It's not right for everyone, but it's an avenue to go down if you feel like you need some help. You can also go to people who do Reiki healing and see if that helps. This is kind of a way of helping you get in touch with that spirit part of yourself if you're having a real hard time with doing that. That's where this is all going to start. Things will become so much more clear to you once you can kind of get your energy balanced and come out of that place of fear. So energy work can help. Also, Tibetan singing bowls, wonderful, wonderful way to kind of go into a meditative state. So if there's any place around you where people do that, I know where I just came from, once a week I could go to a meditation that was about an hour long where someone played those bowls, and it was phenomenal. It really helped me a lot. Try to get to that quiet place inside of you. Turn off your cell phone. Stop tweeting, okay? Stop texting. People do not have a right to you 24 hours a day because you have that device, okay? I'm just going to throw that out there. Reclaim your time. Reclaim who you are. Do not let people distract you if you need to be in a place of solitude. Don't let them call you antisocial. You know what's good for you. You know, you can do any of these things at any time. You just need to be the person that's pulling the strings. You need to stop letting people tell you what to do. I have a question in the chat room. Reconnection Sweden, he's all over the world. Eric Pearl and the Reconnection, they do these workshops all over the world. If you want to attend one, the first night is usually free. So you can at least go and see what this is all about. And if you feel called to it, then go in that direction. But there's so many things that people can do to kind of get to that place. But the first step is turning off the freaking electronics. I mean, how do you expect to be able to pay attention to something that's so subtle and so gentle when everything around you is overstimulating you? There's a constant distractions. So you owe it to yourself to just give yourself 10 or 15 minutes. You can start getting in touch with yourself, and then you don't need to search the net. You don't need to call people. When you need an answer, all you need to do is go back to that place, and you will get your answer. And from there, you know, you're going to have to kind of see how it goes with yourself. Everyone develops at a different rate. Some people get things more in their mind like a thought. Some people get their answers by outward signs. Some people get all of that. But you only can learn if you do it. You can't just say, I'm going to read a book about something and then I'll know it. You actually have to do. You can't just, you know, go that way. And then maybe in the future, this is only my first show after moving up here, maybe in the future what I'll do is try to take some time to do maybe online classes. I don't know if anyone would be interested in that, but if you are, it would be great to be able to get some feedback from you. So my email address is healingstarspirit@yahoo.com. You can email me there, and I will answer any questions that you have. But what I really like to know is if anyone would be interested in kind of like a week-to-week class, just right here on Blog Talk Radio or through Skype, where I can help you kind of get in touch with your intuition and start walking you through the process a little bit. Just not everyone is able to kind of just trust it. I mean, that's what the whole show is about, the trust. The trust is the biggest thing, because you have this fear that you can't control the outcome. Like, you don't have a report that projects a certain, you know, I don't know, outcome. Some kind of, this isn't going to yield this, and I don't want to put my money in it. It's that whole stock market kind of mentality. Your guidance kind of doesn't work that way. It's really dependent on you trusting it and allowing it to step in when it has to. But I get these kinds of things all the time. The other day, I bought a cell phone, and I knew something was going to be off about it. But, of course, I let it go. And I ended up having to return the cell phone. So when you get these little whispers, just listen to them. That's the first step. And I just encourage everybody to kind of start thinking about things more as a whole instead of in pieces. If there's anything you can get out of today's show, that will be it. And look for these bridges. They'll be all around you. There'll be people. There might be concepts that you learn about or skills that you pick up, different environments that you're suddenly thrown into. Don't panic. Just take a breath and look around you and realize that everything around you is there to work for you and not against you. So with that, I just want to ask everyone to walk with one foot in each world, and I will see you all next week. Thanks for listening.